Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank, the finale in this three-game series here in Minneapolis. And, Terry, in a lot of ways, these have been played like playoff games in that not many runs are being scored, and one inning has been the difference.
Yeah, two nights in a row, they've strung hits or walks or whatever together to score all their runs. And they've actually not just done it against us, they've done it against other teams. You know, when we're scouting them, they have a really good way of continuing innings. And because, you know, they don't strike out a lot, they're willing to take the occasional walk, they'll hit the ball the other way, they give themselves a chance where they can string some hits together. And it's worked for them two nights in a row. And like I said, they've done it against other teams. You know, it's frustrating in a sense that they've only scored in two innings, and they beat us twice. But anytime you put up a crooked number, it gives you a good chance to win.
How about Corey Kluber? Is the leg still an issue for him, and do you worry about him going forward?
I was probably more worried about him the first game. I thought yesterday he was closer. You know, I just think little things that, you know, get in the way of your routine, like, you know, the lower body workouts that he's so regimented on. He's had to back off some of those just because of the hammy. And I think some of those things have certainly not helped. I think he's frustrated. Part of it's because he's such a perfectionist and he expects more. I guess where I fall on is I'm just glad he's out there pitching, because what we ask our guys to do is just do the best you can. And win, lose, or draw, we know he does that.
You know, the strength of him, and I know Carrasco and Salazar have picked up on it, and you've preached it. You know, look at Corey. Look how dedicated he is to a regimen, how it never changes, and it's obviously worked for him. Are guys like that then more susceptible to struggling if they have to get out of that routine a little bit?
Well, again, if that's the case, I'll take it, because, you know, the guys that can be good and sustain it are the guys that have the solid routines, and Kluber's been fantastic at that. And there's a reason. I mean, when your better players are your guys that do things right, that helps us immensely, and I wouldn't want to change that. Yeah, the last couple starts have been tough for him. Yeah, sure. But over the course of his career, he's a guy we want on the mound.
How about Michael Brantley? How bad is the shoulder, Terry?
He's doing better today. He actually went down and hit the cage, and he's not ready to play yet, but he did swing the bat, and he's noticeably improved. So can he play tomorrow? I'm maybe holding out hope, but I'm guessing it'll be the next day. But it's good news that he's close and it's not going the other way.
How about Francisco Lindor? Now you have him hitting third, and he's only been here since mid-June. Down the road, do you look at him? Is he kind of like a Robbie Alomar, who started his career kind of hitting leadoff, second, and then when he came to the Tribe, he was a three-hole hitter?
Shoot, Hammy, I'm just glad that we're having that discussion. I mean, when he first came to big leagues, I thought maybe he would be better off hitting him eighth or ninth. But the way we were situated, I thought we could line him up in between Kip and Brantley, and that would serve him well. And then he's done so well that we could probably put him anywhere right now. He's just going to be a good hitter. And again, some of those things will be determined by who's around him and how we're situated. I like hitting him second. But again, he, because of his speed with switch hitting, he can hit anywhere.
How about him last night? He makes a great play going to the hole with a backhand. Then, sure enough, it's not long after that, there's a ball banged up the middle, almost made a great play. As he's not quite getting it, he's slamming his throwing hand on the ground because he thought he should make every great play.
Well, and with a lot of good fielders, they can almost see the play happening. And I think in his head, he saw what he was going to do, and it didn't happen, and he was upset. And again, you see Robbie Alomar be able to do that, is they can envision what they're going to do almost before it happens. And the really good ones, they can slow it down. And it's an amazing quality and a unique quality. And Frankie certainly has that.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.